Okay, we're starting here from the bottom. It's Adi Terumud Bet, three lines from the bottom. And here the Gemara is continuing to discuss some Megadeta about the Limud HaTorah. So Amar Chizki, Amai Dichtiv, the Pasuk says in Iyov, Vafisitcha Mipitzar Rachav Lo Mutzak Tachteha. So here the description there in the Perek is the rewards for those that follow in the ways of Hashem and the punishment for those that don't. Over here it says, Hashem Asitcha Mipitzar, He saved you from a narrow opening, Rachav Lo Mutzak Tachteha, placed you in a wide opening or a wide area that has no straights to it, or it's not solid underneath it. Bo re'e. So look, midot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midat basar v'dam. That is not, Hashem is not like human beings. Midat basar v'dam, when it comes to humans, adam misit et chaviro mitarchi chayim ledarchi mita. When a person wants to seduce his friend, to take him down a path of evil, trip up his friend, cause him to go off the path, he takes him from the path of life to the path of death. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the other way around. Misit et adam mitarchi mita ledarchi chayim. Takes him out of mipitzar, and that would have been, we'll see in a second, which it is, to the rachav, to that which is white. Shenemar b'afi tichah mipitzar. What's pitzar? Mi gehinom shepiatzar. Some gehinom whose opening on the top is very narrow. She'ashanav tzibur b'tocha. They're a narrow type of ovens where they had the either openings were on the side or on the top. In order to preserve or to keep all the ashan, the smoke inside of it, we'd have a very narrow opening on the top. In order for gehinom to be hot and have full of smoke, they have to have a narrow top. So that's how we know mipiatzar. B'shema tomar k'shem shepiatzar kach kulatzara. You would think that maybe just like the opening, the mouth of Yehinom is narrow, so too the whole thing is narrow. Tam lomar, hemi, here chiv. We're going to get to they're chopping up a piece of a pasuk here in Yishayahu, but it continues, which is medurata, which we'll see in a second. So hemi, here chiv, he deepened and widened medurata in its fire. Yishayahu, it's talking about the wrath of Hashem coming down and destroying the people who do not follow his ways or the enemies of Israel. Shemar tomar, the melech lohu chana, maybe again, him is not for the king, it's only for those of the lay people. Tamalomar, Gamhila Melech Huchan, it's prepared even for the king. Shema Tamarim Baitzim, maybe there's no wood to keep the fire going. Tamalomar, Midurata Ish Veitzim Harbe, its fire is kindled by the flame and plenty of wood. So that Midurata follows the words before of Hemik Hirchiv. Shema Tamar Zehus Chara, you think that's it? So you learn Torah, you're saved from Gehinom, that would be the reward, but not that there's any positive, just it saves you from the negative. Tamalomar, so this is the continuation of the puzzle from Yov that we read before, v'nachat shulchanecha malei dashen, and that your shulchan, your table, will rest with all the fats, all the goodies of the world. Person who is afki tikami pitzar rachav lo mutzak takter, he moves you from the narrow space from Gehinom to the place where it's spacious and comfortable. But not only that, you'll get a shulchan full of dashen. Not only are you saved from the pitzar from Gehinom by the learning of Torah, but you also end up with the rewards or positive aspects as well. The Gemara finishes off the Mishnah here, which was the last piece of our Mishnah before, was chal yom kippurim liot b'shabbat. If Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbat, the case where they now have the Seir of Yom Kippurim, the Seir Chatat HaChitzonah, which had to be eaten by the Kohanim, could not be cooked on Yom Kippur, because there's no Heter Ochel Nefesh, can't be cooked on Shabbat, but it has to be eaten. It's only viable to be eaten for the day and the night. So what did they do over there? So basically they left it, became lino, and then they burnt it afterwards. But they had some people who were not so picky, and they were in our Mishnah called Bavliim. These Bavliim ate the meat raw. So Amar Rabbi Rechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo Bavliim heim. They're not really Babylonians, Ela Alexandriim heim. They're really people from Alexandria, Mitzrayim, and they were the ones who were not so finicky, and they ate raw meat. Umi toch. So why did the Mishnah call them Bavliim? Toch shesonim et Bavliim. Rashi's girsa is sonim chachmei Eretz Yisrael et Bavliim. Korim atam Hashem Bavliim. But since Bavliim is a bad term, the way we say Simcha Elokim keEfraim Melechu Menashe, that everybody will call their children and give the bracha to the children through Ephraim Menashe. It's the same thing on the negative side, by the sota, that they will see that your name will be La'Allah. That people will curse when they want to curse or say something negative. They'll say, oh, don't be like that woman, or you should end up like that woman. The sota over here, when they wanted to say something negative, they used the term Bavliim. Why? Tosos claims over here, they were upset at the Bavliim that they didn't make Aliyah, that they had the chance to come in the time of Ezra, and they stayed back because the goings were good, had a good parnasa, life was good in Bavel, and they didn't want to come back to the hard life in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, they had this animosity towards the people in Bavel. And because of that, they used to nickname anybody who they didn't like a Babylonian.
Those who came up also came from Bavel.
Yeah, but they took the opportunity. They were ready. You know, let's say, how many generations of people here? Nobody's here more than three generations in Israel, really. When you come here, you're a new Oled. They're Israeli. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda, Tanuach datcha she'enachta dati. You should be at ease because you put my mind at ease. Rashi claims that Rabbi Yehuda, which is interesting, Rabbi Yehuda's family was from Bavel, and therefore he was happy about the explanation that Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yochanan gave over here, which took away that stigma with the people from being from Bavel, so Rabbi Yehuda felt placated by that explanation. Okay, the next Mishnah, which is, here someone puts on the lechem apanim on the shulchan in an inappropriate manner or an improper manner. Siderat lechem b'shabbat, v'tvazichim l'achar shabbat. So you put the lechem on properly on Shabbat, but the vazichim didn't end up on the shulchan until after Shabbat. V'gdirat v'tvazichim b'shabbat, and then the following Shabbat, he was makriv the bazichim, pasul. Then it's pasul. And ein echayv nalem mishum pigol notar v'tamei. But there's no chiyuv associated with pigol notar and tamei. And that is because in order for you to have pigol notar and tamei, you basically need the korban to work out. Pigol needs karev matirav. The matirim have to be brought properly. Here the bazichim are short time. They're only on from Sunday to Shabbat. They're short the requisite 8 days that they need to be on the shulchan. And therefore when you makriv them, they're not matir the lechem apanim. When it comes to notar, notar is only notar. If it has a het there be eaten, then you can have notar. If it never became mutar to eat, then it can't be notar. The same as tameh. Tameh, with someone who betumat aguf consumes kochim, he is chayav only if it was mutar for the torim. Mashim mutar the torim is asur the tameim. But if it's not mutar the torim either, then it's also not, or there's no restriction of the tumat aguf, or the chiv karet associated with tumat aguf. So see there, telechem v'tabazichim is Shabbat. Here he did it properly. He put the lechem and bazichim on Shabbat. V'gdir the bazichim nachar Shabbat. And then on Sunday, he was makriv the bazichim again, psula. Because the bazichim you did at the wrong time, the lechem now is ruined. Same reason that there is no het there. There's no zman het there for the lechem apanim. Sider at the lechem veta bazichim lachar Shabbat. Now here's the third scenario where you put everything on Sunday. You put it on motzei Shabbat. You put everything on. Viktir the bazichim Shabbat. The following Shabbat he's makriv the bazichim psula. The lechem's no good because they are short time. They're short the requisite 8 days from Shabbat to Shabbat in order to be kadosh. Ketzad yase. So what's the way to rectify a situation when you place the lechem or the bazichim on Sunday? Yenichena the Shabbat haba. You will leave it to the following Shabbat, meaning that you'll wait to the first Shabbat. The first Shabbat will be the qualifying Shabbat as if it was placed on that day. And then the Shabbat afterwards, you'll be makriv them. Because shafilu hi ala shulchan yamim rabim ein b'kachlum. We have no problem with the bread sitting on the shulchan. There's no problem of lina because it was yet to be nitkadesh. And once it's nitkadesh, it has the, it's not called lina, and it can sit on there for 8 days and it's not called lina. So for the first 7 days that it's there, from Sunday through Friday, it's not anything wrong. It's no lina because there was never nitkadesh. Shabbat comes, then it's nitkadesh. But once it's nitkadesh and Shabbat, you have the 8 days. You have till the following Shabbat in order to be makrivit, and that's what you will do.
So does this answer help us with any of the previous cases in the Mishnah as well?
The first case where you put the bazichim on Sunday. Because if you leave it to the following Shabbat, the lechem already is nitkadesh on Shabbat, and then the following Shabbat it'll become lina if you leave it past the following Shabbat.
The first case.
In that case where the bread is fine, you could leave the bread on, you're just not going to be able to eat it. So the bazichim, it will never be able to eat it, so that's fine. So the bazichim are no good, and then you won't be able to eat the lechem, but it'll stay until Shabbat, and then it'll become possible lina a day after Shabbat.
So maybe you should change it at the Shabbat.
You'll change it the following Shabbat, correct. Because in the lechem, then it'll start the process properly. Alright, it's not atam. Go out and see, this is the Mishnah in Yoma. The Mishnah in Yoma says that in the morning when they were about to begin the Chumat Hadesh, in the beginning of the Avodah and the Migdash, he used to go out and say, oh, it's the time to do the Shechita Tamid. If it did come, it was the time. HaRoeh Omer Barkai says the dawn is broken. Light is out there. Matatya ben Shmuel Omer. Rashi says Matatya ben Shmuel was at Tosfos as well. Says Mumuneh on the Paisot, person who did the lotteries to decide which of the Kohanim did the Avodah. So it says, he says, Matatya ben Shmuel, since he was there in the beginning to do the first lottery for the beginning of the Avodah and the Mikdash, he would say, here, Pnei Kol HaMizrach. So if they said to him, they come up, he would ask them, did he hear Kol Pnei HaMizrach? Is the whole eastern side of the sky lit up? And then they'd say, Cain. And then he would say, Adje b'Chevron. Has it reached all the way to Chevron? And the Gemara in Yerushalmi says the reason they did that was to be maskir Yishinei Chevron. Remember those that are resting in Chevron, meaning the Avot, were buried in Avot, and Yom HaKippurim to be mafil zechut Avot. V'omer hein, and he says, yes. V'lamu hutzur kulukach. Why did they go into so much detail about asking all these multiple questions about how light it is, did it reach Chevron? Shepam achat, Allah ma'or alavana. One time they had a mistake, And the light of the moon, like this morning, where there was a full moon out in the morning, and so it was light out in the morning, and they thought that it was the dawn was breaking. So shechartu et tamid, they went ahead and did shkita tamid, and then it'd be up in basul, because it was before the daytime, and avod on the mikdash can only be done during the daytime. V'oridu, now the process on a regular time, v'oridu kohen gadol beta tvila. After they began the process of the avoda, the kohen gadol would do his first tvila on Yom HaKippurim. This is the principle in the mikdash. At the end of this mishnah, kol ha-misich et raglav tun tvila. Anyone who defecates has to go to the mikveh and do a full tvila. V'chol matil mayim, anybody who urinates, tun kiddush yadayim raglaim, has to wash his hands and his feet. Tani avua de Rabbi Avin. So now we have a braita which is going to present us with a problem. Lo zubuvad. Not only this. So we know already, and from the Mishnah in Yoma we see, that avoda that's done at night is pasul. They did the shechita de tamid at night, and they had to take it out to the Beit HaSrifah because they started too early. So he says, this braita that's brought by avua de Rabbi Avin says not only that, but even an olatov that has mlika done balayla, umincha shenik mitzah balayla, or a mincha that the komet's taken off on the layla, takes to the Beit HaSrifah. That avoda is also psula, and it goes out to the Beit HaSrifah. So even though the pasuk says beyom zivchavchem, even though talking about a zevach, which does not include a mincha or an olata of, nevertheless, we also have a pasuk beyom tzavoto. So beyom tzavoto says anything. All avoda must be done during the daytime. So bishlam olata of mishum dola efshar la dura. Okay, olata of, there's nothing to rectify. You did malika, there's no way to reverse the malika that you did. It's a permanent change in the animal, and therefore you can't rectify it. On the other hand, just take the comets, put it back in the mincha. If it didn't work, because it was at night and it wasn't avoda, so just replace it. And then in the morning, when the day breaks, you put it back. So by shechita and by malika, you can't do that. You can't rectify, you can't take it back. By the comets, you can take back and place it back into the mincha. So who tani love, who amar lo? He brought the braita, and then explained the braita. And this is the explanation of the braita. Klisharet mekadshin shelo bizmanan. Klisharet work in order to be mekadesh, even in the inappropriate time. So over here, he took the komets off, he puts the komets into a klisharet. Even though it's not the zman avoda, and it won't work in terms of being makrivit and being a proper komets, nevertheless, the placement into the klisharet ruins it so that you can't put it back into the mincha. So it's enough to ruin it. So we have a question. We have kolakare bayom, kadosh bayom. So anything that is brought during the daytime, it's kedusha, or is associated, or it's made kadosh during the daytime. It's like all the karbanot. Balaylo, anything that is brought at night, kadosh balaylo, that can become kadosh at night. Rashi calls it the minchat nisachim over here. Tosus brings down maybe possibly the hatavat neirot of the menorah. Ben bayom or ben balaylo, something that works day or night, kadosh ben bayom or ben balaylo. Then it can be done at either time. It can be done day or night. So whenever the avoda is proper, that's when it can be nit kadesh. So over here, how could you have it that the komets at night becomes kadosh? You took it up at night, you put it into klisharet, he says it's nit kadesh. We just said here that the two are not separable. You cannot separate the avoda from the ability to be mikadesh. That's what the braita says. If it's at night time, then it has to, you can, if it's avoda's at night, then you can mikadesh at night. If it's avoda during the day, you can mikadesh during the day. You're suggesting over here that the mincha, whose avoda is during the day, you're going to be mikadesh at night. That was your solution, avoda Rabbi Avin. So he says, no, I'll explain it to you. Should only work during the day, not at night. So how could this comments become problematic? We had this earlier in the Masechta. We had it in Tzvachim as well. That sometimes something can function to make it kadosh enough that it's pasul, but not kadosh enough that it's really kadosh. It gets a level of kedusha that will make it pasul, and you cannot return it to the mincha itself. But it's not kadosh enough that it's proper, and now you can put it onto the mizbeach. Okay, motiv Rabbi Zeir. Sider et alechem. So the question that's going to come up from this is obviously our Mishnah. If we just said here, the conclusion of Avod, the Rabbi Avin, was that klisharet, the mekadshim shalob is manan. Even when it's not the proper time, the mekadesh, our Mishnah is a classic case of that. When did he put the bread on the shulchan? But on the wrong day. And what did he say to do? And our Mishnah was the solution to leave it to the following Shabbat. Hold it over for a whole another week. Well, the klisharet is mekadesh shalob is manan. When they put it on the shulchan at the wrong time, it was nit kadesh, and then it should become pasul belina. That's motiv Rabbi Zeir. Sidur et alechem et abazichim achar Shabbat. He put the manan on Sunday, vihiktir et abazichim shabbat. And then he did the haktar et abazichim. What's the solution over here? Yinichenu l'Shabbat haba. You leave it to the following Shabbat. Shafilu yel shulchan yamim rabim ein b'kachlum. Ve'isal kadatcha kli shereit mikadshin shelo bizmanam. If you think the kli shereit work even at an inappropriate time, l'kadosh v'lifsol. That the lechem should be kadosh when he right away when he puts them on the shulchan. But then it should become pasul. Or even I'm sorry, following Sunday. It has to be on for 8 days to become kadosh. The 8 days he put it on Sunday. The following Sunday, that's it. It expired. That's his time. You only have bread on the shulchan for 8 days. It's expired and it's not Shabbat, so he's out of luck. Amarabo, mantaka motif, shaparka motif. The question is a good question. It's a solid question. This Mishnah, our Mishnah, is a solid question against this position. But Avud Rabbi Amin Nami Matnita Kamar. But you can't just dismiss Avud Rabbi Amin because he's not saying something misvara. He's bringing you a braita. So, number one, the questioner has a good question from our Mishnah. But the original statement, very Avud Rabbi Amin's from a braita, and now we have to reconcile. You can't just dismiss one or the other. A braita and a Mishnah, and they're still there each other. How do I reconcile? His conclusion from the Braita was that Kli Shereit Mekadshin Shelo Bizmanan. Kli Shereit work even at an appropriate time. Because we saw in the Mishnah that the Mincha, once it was Nikmatzat Laila, you cannot put it back into the original Mincha. So now he says, alright, Kasavar, this is the solution to the problem. Laila Ein Mechusar Zman. Hayamim Mechusarim Zman. The conclusion is that Laila is not considered Mechusar Zman. Because Laila is really the next day. There's a technical problem here that it's the night, and therefore the Avodah is not permitted. But already is the day on which the kedusha or the item can be done properly. So it's mechusar from a technical standpoint, but not from a standpoint of being missing days. On the other hand, if it's yamim, when it comes to actual days, if you're on the wrong day, then you're completely mechusar zman. That's out. That doesn't work at all. So now the Gemara is going to ask a question on that. We have other examples of this. One of the examples comes up with a yoledet. When you have a yoledet that has to bring a korban on the 80th day or the 40th day, depending if it was a nekevar or zachar, all the dam that she sees after the first 14 days by nekevar, after the first 7 days by zachar, is dam tahor. What happens if she reaches the 80th day or the 40th day? You can only bring the korban on the day of the 80th or the day of the 40th. The night before, what's the status of that night? And that happens to be machoket Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. What's the status of the night before? Is it that she's reached the 40th day, reached the 80th day, and now it's over? And if she sees dam now, it's as if it's a totally new sequence, and she's got to worry about it. It becomes dam tamei because the problem of not bringing the korban is technical. She's on the 40th or 80th day. It's a technical problem. She can't bring the korban until the morning. Or do we say no, that until she can reach the point where she can bring the korban, that's the moment when it changes. That's the moment when it changes over, and only when she sees dam at that point is it problematic. By brit milah, it's the same thing. By brit milah, Michas Pinuch asks if someone on the night of the 8th does the brit milah. So yes, true, you have to wait to the 8th day to do the milah, but why do you have to wait to the 8th day? Is it because it's mechusar zman, or because milah is only done during the daytime? So maybe he's not mechusar zman anymore, it's the 8th day for him, it's the night is the 8th day. So he's not mechusar zman, he's just mechusar the time when you do the milah. So it's possible that you will not be kind of the mitzvah of milah in the sense of the active milah, but the baby may be mahul, because he did it on the night beforehand. And the same will be true after the 8th day. After the 8th day, what's the problem with the nighttime? Is it now, for instance, a machlokas, is that a mitzvah that says shiras mangrama after the 8th day? After the 8th day, you can do the meal at any time, but only during the day. So now, is that considered a zman groma? Is it because at night, there is no mitzvah meal whatsoever, and that's a zman groma? Or, no, the mitzvah is continuous now. You must do a meal. Just, the mitzvah has a technical aspect to it, that it must be done during the day and not at night. But not that the zman is goreim. It's not the zman that causes the meal. The zman's fine. After the 8th day, you can get a meal. It's not the zman that's goreim. Now we have a technical thing, which is, can't do it at night. So that same thing is what we're discussing right now. Here, the laila beforehand, when it comes to the night before, here, when you do the kmitza at mincha, it's a technical problem. You're really in the daytime. You're in the day that it needs to be. It's the proper day to bring it. Just at night, when there's a technical problem. So because of that, it's not considered mechusar zman. It's considered if you did a kmitza that is nitkadesh. On the other hand, when you put it on totally the wrong day, like doing a brit milah on the 4th day, that is meaningless. It's before the zman that you get to be chayav. So do over here. You put the lechem on the shulchan beforehand. It's meaningless. So the Gemara says now, sof. If you say that, if that's the case, sof, in the end, when the first Friday night shows up, the first Erev Shabbos Ben Shemashot shows up, then likdosh, they become kadosh. The following Friday night, it should begin pasul. Usually, when do you put the lechem apanim on the shulchan? During the day. So that's when it becomes kadosh, and you makriv it the following Shabbat during the day. So you have the 8 days, I mean, it's technically 7, and you say mix it a yom kukulo. It's called the 8 days, that's the way Rashi terms it. You have Shabbat to Shabbat, so those are the 8 days. So you start in the day and you finish in the day, so there's no problem. But over here, what did you do? You put it on the night before because it was already on the Shulchan from beforehand. The Sunday before, it's sitting on the Shulchan. Night comes in. What did you just say about night? Laila lav mechusar zman. Night is not considered to be mechusar zman. If it's not mechusar zman, that means the lechem was nitkadesh that night. Comes the following Shabbat, daytime, you're way over the time. You're over the clock. If it started at night, then 8 days from then is the following Friday night. But you're not makriv, the bezichim at night. You can't do anything. The lechem is pasul by Shabbos morning. Pasul belina by the time you reach Shabbos morning. So Amarava, Rava says one solution to the case is Jakodom Asilek. Right before Shabbat, he took it off. He kept the lechem on the entire week from Sunday till Friday afternoon. Friday afternoon, he pulls it off. And then Shabbos day, they put it back on. So therefore, there was lechem on the shulchan the whole time, but you don't have the problem of it being nitkadesh at Laila because he took it off for that night. Ravashi Amarafilu Tema Bashlok Kadom Asilek. Even if he doesn't remove it. Kavan says Sidro Shalok Mitzvato. Since it was placed on at the wrong time and not like its proper mitzvah, Nasek Misha Sidro Akof. It's as if a monkey put it on the shulchan. It's not considered to be a masa. There's no masa sima of the lechem onto the shulchan because it's shalob bizmano. But ain shulchan mikadsho afilu bizmano, aval komets kmitzvato chashiv leilayo in mechusar zman. And therefore he says the shulchan's not mekadesh it even bizmano, even when it reaches the proper time, meaning that even when it reaches the following Shabbos, it won't be kadosh. It also won't become pasul belina, but it won't become kadosh. So you have to lift it off and put it back on in order for it to kadosh. You have a maisa adam at the right time. If not, it can just sit there, but it never becomes kadosh. On the other hand, by komets, where it's kimitzvato chashiva, that's the proper way to do it. There's no problem in the komets. You just did it at night. But over here, where you put it on the shulchan at the wrong time, the maisa itself is chaser. At the laila in mechusar zman, because laila is not mechusar zman, but the wrong day is classified as being mechusar zman. Alright, so now the Mishnah. Shtei andalechem nechalot ein pachot mishnayim velo yotar shlosha. The shtei alechem have at least a minimum of 2 days from the time it's baked until the time it's consumed, and not more than three. Ketzad. Nefot me'erev yom tov. When it comes to regular Shavuot, they're baked on erev yom tov. And nechalot peyom tov lishnayim. And then on the second day, which is yom tov itself, that's when they're consumed. Cha yom tov liot achar Shabbat. Coming up Shavuot this next year. Be this way. It's Motzei Shabbat. It's on Sunday. Yeah, Shavuot. So Shabbos is erev Shavuot. So you can't bake the bread on Erev Shavuot. So then what do? You have to bake it on Friday and you'll consume it on Sunday. So Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, you have 3 days. Nechlot l'shlosha. Lechem apanim nechal is also eaten. Ein pachot mitisha v'lo yoter al achadasar. No less than 9 and not more than achadasar, not more than 11. Ketzad, how's the case? Nefem Erev Shabbat, if it was cooked on a regular basis on Erev Shabbat, v'nechal v'shabbat l'tisha. And the following Shabbat it's consumed, that's 9 days. Meaning that including Friday and the Shabbat itself, you have 9 days. Chal Yom Tov diot Erev Shabbat. If you have a case where Yom Tov is Erev Shabbat, then it's Nechal the Asara. Then it's 10 days because you'll bake it on Thursday afternoon and it'll be eaten or consumed the following Shabbat, which will be 10 days. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah Nechal Achadasar. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday, Friday, it's only Chag where you can have 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael. Falls out on Thursday, Friday, then it's eaten on the 11th day because you'll have to bake it Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is Wednesday, and then you'll only eat it the following Shabbat, which is 11 days. Rashi on the spot asked the question, wait a minute, what's when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday, Friday. Shabbos is Yom Kippur. How do you eat it 11 days? It'll be the night afterwards. It won't be until Motzei Shabbos you can eat it. So Rashi says, in Kodshim, Laila Zachar Yom. And in Kodshim, the night follows the day. So therefore, it'll be classified as if it's still the 11th day.
We say that Kodshim, the night follows the day. Last sukkah, yeah, assume that the night follows the next. The last sukkah we talked about doing, if you do.
I think when it comes to zman, the koveya is yom belayla, regular yom belayla. When it comes to dinim that are particular to kodshim, achilat kodshim, which is the main focus, is yom belayla. Right. So now Tosfos jumps and Rashi says, "Wait a minute, this is not like our Rosh Hashanah. Our Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Bet of Tishrei, and then you end up with Yom Kippur being the 10th on Shabbos." He says, in their day, it was one or the other. Either the first day was Kadosh, Thursday, and that means Friday is not Rosh Hashanah. If Friday is not Rosh Hashanah, they could have baked again on Friday. He says that's what they would do. They would pull the original ones, they'd bake again on Friday, because there's a mitzvah to do it b'chom. B'yom hilachol, we saw the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, that you should put it as fresh as possible on. So you'd cook it, bake it again on Friday and put them on. He says, what's the other option? The Eidim came in a Minchon Omalah. They came after Minchon the first day. Then they're Mekadesh the second day, which is Friday. They're Mekadesh Friday. Thursday they keep Kedusha, not because it's really Kadosh, because of the problem is next year people will be Mezalza on the first day, so they don't want that. So they keep it Kadosh, even though it's not Kadosh. But if Friday is the real Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim is on Sunday, not on Shabbat. So it won't be a problem. It can't fall out that way. If Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, Bezman Hariyah, when the Mekadesh Piyariyah, I mean, it could fall out on Shabbat, but if that's the case, they baked it on Friday. No, Rosh Hashanah will make it 11 days, but Yom Kippur won't make it 12 days. Rashi's question is, why doesn't Yom Kippur make it 12 days? So he gave the answer, that was at night. They ate it at night. No, but he says you never get to the situation where you're going to have this problem. Because either you're going to bake it on Friday, and Yom Kippur will be on Shabbat, or you're going to bake it on Wednesday, and Yom Kippur is going to be on Sunday. So there's only two scenarios. It's not doche Shabbat or Yom Tov for the baking of it. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Meyaskan, doche Yom Tov because it's a chilat, it's ochel nefesh. Meino doche Yom Tzom, but it's not doche Yom HaKippurim. Right, it's ochel nefesh for kodshim, and the question is, are kodshim doche? Right, that's a question in kodshim. And at Gemara, we have a drush in general, which is lachem below the hektish. That when it comes to the heter ochel nefesh, to do things, even in the processes of hektish. We're going to bake it and do something for Hektesh, or do Avodah for Hektesh, that doesn't get suspended on Yom Tov. So the reason it's not Doche Yom Tov comes from one of two aspects. Depends what we're talking about here. We're talking about the Lechem Apanim. The problem with the Lechem Apanim is that they are baked this week for next week. So the problem of being Doche Yom Tov is that they're actually not Tzorach Yom Tov. Even if you say that it's Ochel Nefesh, they're not really Ochel Nefesh for that day. On the other hand, when it comes to the Shtei Lechem, which are eaten that day, the fact that it's ochel nefesh should be enough to permit you to do it on Yom Tov. For that, we have a drasha that the Gemara brings in many places that says lachem. It says in the pasuk by ochel nefesh, ach, asher yeachel ochel nefesh, hu levado yaseh lachem. They use that meal to teach you lachem velo legvoa. That nothing can be done for gvoa for hektish. So even though it is aspects of ochel nefesh, nothing can be done that's going towards gvoa, towards hektish, and that's the meal over here. It will also apply, Tosfos was asked in other places, you can be podeh the lechem upon him, and then you could eat them on that day, and therefore they are ra'oi. So again, we use lechem lo de gvoa. The opinion that says over here that it is permissible on Yom Tov doesn't have that drasha. He doesn't have the drasha of lechem lo de gvoa. He only has lechem lo de nachrim, and I'm allowed to do it for non-Jews. And therefore he permits this to be done on Yom Tov, the gabe hektesh. Again, it has to be for tzorech hayom. As long as it's tzorech hayom, then it'll be fine. When it comes to Nidarim and Nidavot, they're not brought on Yom Tov. It's Machlokas and the Gemara and Beitza. Lo teima mid'oraita mechse chazu. That really, mid'oraita, you could bring Nidarim and Nidavot on Yom Tov. Rabbanan hu degazru shlo yishe'. The Rabbanan goes there that you won't leave them over. I mean, that they don't want you to be, number one, mekaveh, that you're going to, all year long, you're going to wait to bring your karbanot on the regel. So that means that instead of bringing them on Yom Chol, you're going to be mekaveh to bring them directly on the regel. So you're mekaveh melachto the moed. On the moed itself, you're forcing all your malachah to be done on the moed. That's one problem. Second one is a problem about the acher. Everybody's going to wait till the regel, then they're going to postpone, and they'll be violated about the acher if they're completing their nether. Ela midoraita nami lo chazu. That's a din doraita, din in a Torah that you can't bring them in those days. Shtei alechem to chovata yom hu. Shtei alechem, which is chovata yom, they are eaten on Shavuot, as opposed to the lechem apanim we're eating the following week. The lech lemeima shem yishehe, and over there we're not worried about them left over. They have to eat them. They're kosher. They have to be eaten that day. Danienu dechelo to Shabbat lo ete yom tov. But there we say it's not. Shabbat is not Doche Yom Tov, so you see the problem of baking in the Mikdash or doing avoda in the Mikdash for these karbanot is a problem mid'oraita, not a problem mid'rabbanon. Alright, I'm going to call the nitmu, and we're going to see in the Gemara it may not have to be nitmu. Once if they're not yet placed in a klisha rate, yeshlem pidyon, because they only have kedushat damim, therefore they can be redeemed. Mishikidshubikli, once they already go into a kedush kli, then they have kedushat aguf, enlem pidyon, they cannot be redeemed anymore. So, haofot, vaitzim, valivona, all of these, uklisharet, mishinitmi'u, when they become tamei, enlehem pidyon. They don't have any pidyon. Shalo nemar pidyon, ela bebehema. Bebehemat balmum. The pidyon is only allowed, there's only something that is available to a behema that has a balmum in it. So Amar Shmuel, vafilu hein tahorin nifdim. Even if they are tahor, before they reach the klisharet, they are nifdim. My time, what's the reason? Kamad lo kachim kli kedushat damim ninhu. As long as they didn't go into klisharet, they only have kedushat damim, not kedushat aguf. Kedushat damim nifdim. Anything that has kedushat damim, that it's only kadosh because of the monetary value, the purchase of it for the purpose of hegdesh. That is something that is kadosh kedushat damim. It can be podev until it reaches the klisharet, which is the item that makes it kedushat aguf, makes it irreversible at that point. Irreversible means you can't be podev anymore.
Even as one of you set aside to be,
it's only kedushat damim. It's also, you can't take benefit from it, but you have the right to be poda it, which is you can redeem it. By an animal, you need a mum in order for that to happen. Here he's saying even by a mincha and a sechim, which don't have this issue of mum, you can be redeemed them anytime because they never reach that point of kedusha. Va nitmi'utna, and our Mishnah says nitmi'u. Why are you saying even if they're tahor? Hu adin, dafagab talo nitmi'u. It's true. Why do you have to nitmi'u? I did a kabay mitna seifa. Mishikitshu bukli, once they're kadosh bukli, ain lam pidyon afilu nitmi'u. And if they become Tamei, once they have Kedusha at the Guf, that's it, they're over. If you have Kedusha at the Guf and they become Tamei, you can't redeem them, they get burnt. Because of that, if you're in the Nami, they put that phrase in the beginning, that parallel structure in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, Pshita. What's the chiddush? They have kedusha d'guf. There's no reason to believe that you should be able to be podedim once they become tamei. Where do you think that you can be podedim? A baal mum is called tamei. We'll see that's tomorrow's daf. A tamei nami ke baal mum dami. Therefore, tamei has the same din as a baal mum. V'avagav the kedush kedusha d'guf kinafu be mum mifrak. When it has kedusha d'guf in a behema and it gets a mum in it, you're allowed to redeem it. So do ananami lifrok. So do here tuma, which is compared to a baal mum. Maybe you have the same thing. If it comes to me, you can be a poded. Kamash Milan. So after you put it into a klisha rate, even a behemoth balmum that has pigeon, after it goes into klisha rate, after you do shchita, the knife touches it, there is no pigeon anymore. Pigeon only takes place prior to the din of klisha rate. So even if you say tamei is compared to a balmum, and tamei can get pigeon, over here you're past that threshold by which a balmum could be redeemed. The threshold for a balmum to be redeemed is before klisha rate, before the shchita da behema. But now you're after that point. So over here too, once you place it in the klisha rate, you pass the threshold by which a balmum could be redeemed. So too over here. Even if you say a tamei equals balmum, it's not going to help you over here because you're too far past it. You're past that threshold which would allow you to do the pigeon even by balmum. So by tamei also, you're past that threshold and it's going to do you no good at this point in time. All right, we'll stop here.